We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So as I mentioned, Kevin Weeks, who was drafted by the Panthers in 1993 and then went on to play over a decade in the NHL. We've had him on before. We enjoy talking hockey with him. You can watch Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight on NHL Network coming up at 6 p.m. and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, of which we hope the Panthers will be a part of those playoffs for a long, long time. Could they, Kevin, could they be part of the Stanley Cup playoffs? We kind of broached it with you last time you were on, but, I mean, is this a talented enough team to get to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, why not? I love the Panthers team this year. You know, they made some changes in the offseason, and those offseason moves had paid off in huge dividends for them. I love their squad. I mean, you look at the turnaround, them being second place, only 1 point out of first, to Carolina in their division in the Central, and they have a plus 36 goal differential, which is amazing. One of the best in the league. And they're just fun to watch, man. They're fun to watch. They're fast, they're skilled, but they're defending better. The goaltending has been great, be it Bobrovsky, be it Chris Drieger, who's an amazing story, by the way, or their youngster, Spencer Knight, who they got out of Boston College, who 5 months ago was playing in the World Junior Championships and led Team USA to a gold medal. And now he's 4-0-0 in his NHL debut already out of college. So I love their team. Barkov and Huberdeau are two of the best players in the league. They're a deeper team now. Even in the absence of Aaron Ekblad, their stud defenseman, who I thought was on track to win the Norris Trophy as Defenseman of the Year prior to his injury, they're stacked. So I'm bullish on the Panthers. I love their squad right now.
And Kevin, you brought up all three goalies now. That was interesting to me. You brought up Bob, you brought up Drieger, and you brought up Knight. Can you have a three-goalie rotation in the playoffs? Can three goalies play for the Panthers this playoff run?
Here's the thing. You know this as well as I do. A rotation is better than a notation. So that R is more important than the N. So you don't know. Like, you might, heaven forbid, if one guy's not on his game or if one guy happens to get injured or dinged up, imagine saying, like, you go to the garage, you're like, is it the Bentley today? Is it the Ferrari today? Ooh, I'm not sure. Is it the Lambo? That's where the Panthers are right now with their goaltending. So, look, Bobrovsky is the main man there. We know that already. But Drieger plays like the main man when he's in the net. And the fact that you have this young kid who has acclimated to the NHL as if he was still playing college hockey 3 months ago, I mean, it's pretty remarkable if you're Coach Quenneville and the Panthers. They are in a real unique situation to be able to have three goalies that are playing this well. I mean, Carolina has it too. The Boston Bruins have it too. But there's very few teams in the league that can go three goalies deep and have a chance to win every game. And we knew it would take that because this is a compressed schedule, right, with it only being 56 games. So that's a testament to them. My man Roberto Luongo, Robbie Tallis, the goalie coach, Leo Luongo, and Benoit Lair, who is the head of their goalie department. They've invested in the position, and it's now paying dividends for them. It's great to see.
Kevin Weeks is with us from NHL Network. Explain this to us, because Crowder and I were just talking about, like, the Lightning. I understand they're favorites for the series, even though the Panthers have home ice. So they're a favorite, and the Panthers are an underdog. But explain this to me. The Lightning are so good, and really throughout the season, so evenly matched against the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a series that we were like, ooh, man, this is going to be a tough first series if they end up playing Tampa. And then they have these games Saturday night and then this Monday, which are really important because you're playing for home ice advantage. And the Panthers outskate, out tough, out everything the Lightning in those two games. They dominate them, those two games. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Why did that happen?
Because the Panthers aren't deferring anymore, right? Like, listen, the state of Florida, you've heard me say this before, we've got our spot down there. I said this yesterday. The state of Florida is on fire, literally, in a good way. Everybody wants to be down in Florida. Companies, big tech, finance, fintech, you name it, tech, everything, hospitality. Florida's on fire, but Florida sports is even more so on fire, and we know that. So the Panthers are looking, and they're saying, hey, listen, we saw the parades up in Tampa. We saw them channel side. We saw those guys rolling the Stanley Cup on the jet skis. We don't want to be spectators in our own state anymore. We want to be participants. You know, we want to have that down in Brickell, or we want to have that in Fort Lauderdale, or we want to have that out in South Beach too. Like, you just don't want to be a spectator. They're just not fans. They're players. So they're among the best in the world at what they do. So I love the fact that they haven't taken a back seat. It's taken a long time. I got to be objective and be fair. It's taken way too long. But the fact that it's happening, I'm happy to see it because it's better for the sport. It's only going to continue to grow the fans. And I think that there's a lot more potential fans out there in South Florida specifically that are going to jump on the bandwagon and be a part of what they're doing. And by not deferring to a team, I know the difference. I know being on a young team where you're going up against a top-tier club, you're like, ooh, you're looking at them in the warm-up. You're looking at the names on the back of the jerseys as they skate around. You know, a lot of your heroes might be on that team that you grew up and you had their hockey card. The Panthers aren't like that anymore, and that's why. They're going skate to skate with the Lightning, and it's great to see, man. It's great to see that in-state rivalry. I'm so pumped they're going to play each other. And here's one, too. Look at Carter Verhaeghe, who was a nice economical pickup by the Panthers from Tampa because Tampa was too stacked. And now Verhaeghe comes to the Panthers, and he's lighting it up. He's been great for them. So I love the fact that the Panthers aren't necessarily just deferring to Tampa anymore. They're playing them much harder. I've been on both sides of the rivalry, and we know that historically the Lightning have had a better track record. They've been to three Stanley Cups, and they're defending Cup champs. But if you're a Panthers fan right now, you got to love what you're seeing, and especially those last two games that you mentioned.
And speaking of them last two games, Kevin, where like that, the chippiness, the what was it, 150 mm-hmm. penalty minutes in that game on Saturday, like that thing, and everybody's excited down here because I don't want to say soft, but the Panthers weren't that team in the past, and now they can be that. But from a player perspective, you playing as long as you did, how do you balance, you know, being physical, letting them know you're not going to deal with their crap, but also not getting too many power plays and not getting suspended for game two or three? Like, how do you balance that, being physical, letting them know you're there, but not getting in trouble? How does that tightrope? How do you walk that tightrope?
That's a great question. And I think the biggest thing is, fellas, we want to play with jam. We want to be on our toes. We want to be up in their grill. But we have to do that in a way where we're doing it in a disciplined way. Whistle to whistle, clean hits, clean body checks. We could talk some smack, but let's make sure that we're responsible because we know Tampa has a lot of game breakers on their team. Let's be honest. We don't want those players being on the man advantage. We don't want to give them the power play. That's more time and space for their players to make plays, and they're elite players. So if we play physical with them but discipline, maybe we're going to drop penalties, and that allows us to get our game breakers on the ice, on the man advantage, like Huberto and Barkov and Keith Yandel and, you know, some of the other pieces that the Panthers have. So really, look, you have the opportunity. I'm in the backyard. I'm not even at our Florida place. We're at our place in Jersey. And it's not as hot as it is down there in South Florida, but it's a warm day here. Call it 72 and sunny. Let me tell you this. If you're the Panthers right now, you can slay the Dragon in the first round. You can slay the defending Cup champs in the first round. What better bragging rights in state, first time ever, than these two teams? What better opportunity for the Panthers than that, to be able to slay that team, the defending Cup champs, in the first round? You know how much confidence that will put in those guys for the rest of the playoffs? Like, we beat the Cup champs. So that's what's at stake right away. Now, listen, I'm not saying that if they're able to beat them, that's a be-all, end-all. But I'll tell you what, it makes the rest of the following two, three rounds, and then by the time you get to the fourth round, Stanley Cup final, it gives you a lot of confidence as a team if you're able to knock off, if you're able to knock off the best. So to be the best, you got to beat the best, and there's no better opportunity than if you're the Panthers right now. And like I said, the fact that it's in state, oh my God, that just turns up the thermostat even higher for me.
Yeah, no, this is fun as hell. I mean, we've waited a long time for this.
Totally.
You can watch NHL Network's Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight coming up at 6 p.m. and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. This is a debate that's as old as sports radio, the rest versus rust. The Panthers right. were skating well. They had these two great games against Tampa, but they finished the season winning six in a row. But then they won't play from Monday up until Sunday night. It's almost a full week off. Does that benefit or does that hinder them?
I think from a Panthers standpoint, really from both teams, I think it helps them because both teams have had players that have been banged up, especially Tampa. You know that their captain, Steven Stamkos, Kucherov, those guys get a little more time. But the Panthers, for me specifically, how that benefits them is they've played hard all season long. Like, remember, this is new territory for them. The Panthers haven't been this good since 96, which is 3 years after I was drafted by them. And, you know, when they went to the Stanley Cup final in 96 against Colorado, that's a long time. And they've had to exert a lot of energy to be this good. It's taken a lot. And to their credit, they've all invested that from management ownership to the players and the coaching staff. So I really think that this break will do them some good. You know, we can make a case for getting that vitamin D since they're down there in Florida and getting all the sunshine and healing up, getting massage, Cairo, whatever you need. And I think come puck drop of game one of the series, like, it's going to be on. It's going to be on. I was just talking to my boy Mike DePasquale down there yesterday, and we were saying it's going to be on. Everybody, this is a huge series, man. I can't tell you, being on the league's network, the NHL network, we've talked about this so often about how massive this matchup is for hockey fans around the world, and especially hockey fans in Florida and in the state of Florida, and for the young girls and boys that are playing. And we're going to have more kids that have come from Florida that end up playing at a high level, for the new fans that are now coming into the sport. I mean, I think it's great. And the Heat, they just qualified too for the NBA playoffs, so they're doing their thing. And Derek Jeter has done a great job so far with the Marlins. And, of course, the Rays were in it last year too. So it's a great time for Florida sports, man. It's an unbelievable time for Florida sports. And that's only going to go to the next level in this state rivalry in this matchup. It's going to be great for our sport.
Yeah, no, we are enjoying it on sports radio. I'm not even going to lie. Kevin Weeks, we always enjoy talking to you. Again, watch him on NHL Tonight on NHL Network, 6 o'clock tonight and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. You want to make a prediction on the Lightning-Panthers series?
I haven't done it on our air yet. I'll do it on yours. Everything being equal, I say Panthers in 7.
Oh, talk about it. There you go.
Panthers on, in
talk
7.
About
and listen,
it. We like that.
And listen, while you're at, and while you're at it, order up some Sir Pizza for my boy Sir Pizza down in Key Biscayne. It's the jam. It's my favorite.
Yes.
All right, deal.
Give me Sir Pizza, Key Biscayne.
Yeah.
Sir,
give me some
pizza
tickets on the glass,
jam.
And I'll talk about Sir Pizza every day.
There you go. There you go.
We'll see you, Kevin. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Kevin Weeks, originally drafted by the Panthers, now NHL Network. Pick the Panthers in 7. I got to put the bet in, Crowder. I got to put the bet in.
Let's go. I like it.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.